Welcome to the Big J and BB Show, everybody. I am Joey Real Talk Catrano.
I'm Ryan Green Machine Ebner.
And this is a gaming podcast.
The Episode Big J. 26.
Big J and BB Show.
Big J and BB Show.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook.com/Big J and BB Show. On Twitter @Big J and BB Show. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play Music, all thanks to Anchor. Thanks.
No. Thank you.
It's my job.
Well, I was talking to the listeners. Thank you, listeners.
Oh,
you did a good job there, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right, so kick things off. Like we said, this is a gaming one. So I think games, movie, world entertainment, whatever.
Yes.
Fortnite Season 9 has begun.
Yeah, Fortnite Season 9 kicked off. Kicked off with a John Wick event. Pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, so now kids who watch that, or like watch the John Wick movie, like, oh, it's the guy from Fortnite.
Oh, that really upsets me. But no, but it actually, the skin's really cool, look just like him. And they had the Wick bounty, a bunch of different little Easter eggs from the movies, that was cool. And now they have the Air Jordan event. There was a couple skins. I think they're out of the item shop now. But the event's still going on for like 8 more days or something. But basically 2 skins, they had different colors, you could swap them, they had different Jordans on, and those ones weren't nearly as cool. I was wanting like a Michael Jordan skin or something. I would have spent the money to buy a Michael Jordan skin.
Or at least have like a jersey or something.
Something. I would have spent the money on it. But yeah, that's what Fortnite's doing right now, man.
Also, John Wick creator to script a Just Cause movie. That should be pretty cool, because I like Just Cause. So yeah. I think that'd be a pretty cool movie plot.
Oh, yeah.
So as you said with the Air Jordan thing, so yeah, Fortnite still being relevant. They're still
going. They did a really good job this season rebounding from a lot of the flack they were getting from season 8. They made a lot of changes with the weapons, vaulted some of the weapons away, but they've definitely, I saw a lot of people, at least people that were very like super into it before, whether it be Ninja or some of the other more popular ones, really enjoy getting back into it this season because of the changes they've made.
Yeah, so I mean, you got, like you said, you got to stay relevant, stay up to date, and
yeah, because on the flip
for
side,
9 seasons are doing pretty good.
Yeah, because the flip side of that, Apex is struggling. It's like 3 straight months of lost profit now, after that huge start, and then they stumbled the Battle Pass release, and it's just been downhill. So EA is having such a rough time lately.
Yeah, maybe they should realize that they should take time on their games and, you know, develop them as they should be and not make pieces of shit all the time. That'd be pretty cool. But see what happens. Ghost Recon Breakpoint drops October 4th.
Yeah, and if you watched, Walking Dead, or if you watched Punisher, John Brenthal is the main antagonist. It's his face and everything. Pretty cool.
Square Enix reveals their new Final Fantasy VII trailer. Looks pretty good.
Oh yeah,
I knew they were saying they were talking about redoing the fighting system, and it's obviously totally different because it's not turn based, it's more like Final Fantasy 13 where it's free flow. Not a huge fan of that, but it's okay. I would have liked to have a Final Fantasy VII like a, you know, remade old school, but and I guess mix it up a little bit. But
maybe they thought just because of the current times and everything, maybe they thought that will help bring in more people to buy the game, maybe.
Maybe, but like Final Fantasy 15 was more or less the same thing.
Yeah.
Free flow combat.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I guess maybe not a lot of people are into turn based anymore.
Could be.
But I don't know. It still looks pretty decent though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Payday Developers Starbreeze Studio warns that they may have to shut down this year.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. I was like, oh man, I know a lot of people that enjoy playing those Payday games.
Yeah, it's a popular game. And it's sad that we see all these studios shutting down too. Detective Pikachu was released, what, 2 weeks ago?
Two or three.
And it has the largest box opening weekend for a video game movie.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot of praise for what it's did, especially as a video game adapted movie. Usually those are really, really bad. But that one did really good. I saw it. I really enjoyed it. Everything, the way they created the Pokemon world to coexist with humans like that was really nicely done. And it, like, makes you even more in the video games want Pokemon to be roaming freely, because that's pretty awesome.
Right, it gives you more of, like, that realistic feeling.
Yeah, like, everybody has a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Everybody has one, you know, that they keep, that's their buddy. And then, like, you know, yeah, obviously there's trainers and stuff, but, like, it was very, this movie was very, pushing on the idea of Pokemon and humans coexisting together.
Yeah, I'm going to try to watch that this weekend.
You definitely should. Like, very good.
Yeah. GTA 5 has now sold over 110 million copies.
It's the GOAT.
It's a lot.
It is the GOAT.
And people are still upset that there's no GTA 6.
Yeah.
And I ask you why. Because it's still selling.
Yeah, they just released something the other day. Because we were at work. We're on break, and I was on Twitch, and I was like, I looked at Alex, and I was like, dude, why does this game have like 180,000 people watching it right now? And he's like, oh yeah, they just dropped such and such, and I'm like, damn, just keep going.
Oh yeah, yeah. The way I look at it is, why make another game if this one is still doing phenomenal?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Obviously, you could still develop it. So when this one started to decline, boom, here's GTA 6.
I'm sure the development started. It'll probably be a next gen release, but. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, there's just no need. If you're still making bankroll of putting... I'm still sure they're putting a good amount of effort into it, but, yeah, like, probably not nearly half of what they would develop a whole new game.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of those people are upset that they want a game every year or every other year. That's why you have Call of Duty and Battlefield. Play those games. Those come out every fucking year. And sports games.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I'm not into that. I'm into games that come out every 3 or 4...
Yeah,
years and like that are well developed and well made and had time and thought put into it.
Right, and then we'll get into this on another podcast when we do our E3 preview. But like Cyberpunk, for instance, there's so many people like it needs to come out this year. It needs to. It needs to. Does it though? Does it? Like, it's been in development for so long. Just let it be ready. Bring me a fully finished product. That's what they did with The Witcher 3, and look how, I mean, that game is award wise and critiqued. It's like one of the best games ever made. So it's like, you just take your time with it, man.
Yeah, people need to have some type of patience. There's plenty of games to play.
Yeah.
Just stop being an asshole.
Yeah, I don't need something every year from all these major studios. That's okay.
Yeah.
You know, look at Assassin's Creed, I think, benefited from that, from taking some time off.
Yeah, and they did a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay to take some time. You people could be alright.
Or to go back in time.
Whoa.
What a segue.
Yeah. WoW Classic launches October 27th.
August
27th. Why do I keep saying October again? Am I dyslexic?
I don't know.
It's August. I don't get it.
Yeah,
WoW. Something about August. I don't want August to come, I guess.
I guess not.
I'm not ready for it.
August 27th, yes. WoW Classic is
coming. Yeah. So they did their beta stress test, and I guess it went really well.
Really?
Yep. I got an invite to it, of course, but...
What?
But yeah, I probably won't fix my computer. It's probably just a... paperweight at this point, but it's cool. I'd have liked to play it, but...
Why don't you just fix it?
I don't know. I'm really fucking lazy.
You just don't want it to take away from the Switch?
That too. Like, I'm playing other shit, and like, not hindsight, I wish I didn't have like half the shit I had, but I have it.
Yeah.
So. Whatever, I'll make it work one day. Wubba-dub-dub! You know, Rick and Morty. The fourth season.
Oh, jeez, Rick!
In November.
Mm-hmm.
That one I got right.
Yeah, I gotta check your months for now. Yeah, November, they're bringing it out. Supposedly, they got, like, asked for, like, 70 more episodes.
Holy shit.
That's, like, double where they're at right now.
That's crazy.
It's a really good show.
Oh, yeah.
They do a very good job with it.
Yeah, I like it. It took me, like, three different times to get into it. Once I did, it was awesome.
It's, like, the first three episodes. And then yeah, you're kind of like, ooh, hard. Okay, this is funny now, I like this.
Yeah. Pokemon Rumble is a mobile game coming to your cellular devices.
Yeah, do you know that it was released on the Wii? Do you remember Pokemon Rumble?
Yeah.
Okay.
As I said, Pokemon Rumble, I'm like, it sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was on the Switch. It's already actually released in Australia and New Zealand, kind of like Pokemon Go released there a little early, and it's working its way. It will be released, they said, this financial year.
Okay. Microsoft and Sony announces a new joint gaming operation. They will be working together to explore new cloud solutions for gaming and content streaming.
Okay, so basically the gist of this that I got is, I cannot remember the name of Xbox. It's not Project X Cloud, but the name of their actual, their program that they use for their cloud gaming. It starts with an A. I can't remember the name of it. Basically, Sony and them are like, hey, let's share ideas so we can both benefit off of this, right, from each other. Now, I've gotten a lot of different takes I've heard from this, that it's not great for Sony because you're kind of, I guess people say, sleeping with the competition, or, you know, what is this going to do? Because Sony's thing, what separates Sony from Xbox is its exclusives. Correct? I would say that's probably the only thing.
Yeah.
Hardware-wise, it's not, like, it's not. The PlayStation 4 Pro is cool, but the Xbox One X is just, it's a bigger machine. It's got more in it. So, some people are worried that this would mean, like, what does this mean for their exclusives, right? Does this mean that I'm getting God of War on the Xbox? Does this mean I'm getting this? And I don't really know if that's the case, but even if it is, why can't we just all play games, man? Why can't we just all play?
Well, that's still the part of the competition of, like, oh, that's why my system's better, because I have God of War.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I do hope, if anything, this just really opens the door for more crossplay. That's what I hope it is.
Yeah, there's no reason for there not to be Call of Duty, Battlefield.
And it's a big thing, too, is that Xbox, we've touched on this in the past, they're moving on. I mean, they're still going to produce consoles. Obviously, we know one of them, for sure, was the all-digital edition. We have this other one that's in development. They're going to release a console again, but they're really pushing themselves as a service. Not more so as a, here's our consoles, here's this. They just want to be everywhere. They want everything you do. They want to be an essential part of everyday life for you.
Holy shit, DHL?
That's good. Yeah, but you know what I mean? I don't see this as a negative. I view it as a positive.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, like I said, we all play games regardless of what we play on. If you're a gamer, you're a gamer.
Right.
PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, PC, it doesn't matter. But well, mobile. To some people, it does. That's where I draw the line. I draw the line on mobile. I don't consider you guys gamers.
That's so fucked up.
Whatever. Yeah, but I guess I heard something that said, I guess Sony investors didn't know about
this?
Nope,
they didn't. They were completely, and workers didn't know about it. So workers started freaking out, thinking that this changed the whole development of their console, right? And they're like, no, that's not it. But yeah, it was something that was done under the table, in Japan, with them, with, you know, the heads there. But nobody, it felt like, I don't think, you know, almost nobody in the North America branch knew about it. Yeah, like, the investors, they had no clue. But I guess this has been something they've been working on since, like, December. Phil Spencer, dude. Getting it all up in everybody.
Might as well, man. He's going to be the one to connect everybody. He already did it with the Switch. He did it with Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring over Sony and you got the Trinity.
Yep.
That's what you need.
Yep. I am, speaking of that, I always love that last year at the Game Awards, or was it this year? I don't remember when the Game Awards were. Early this year, when they had the three of them, Phil, Reggie, and, God, I cannot remember that PlayStation guy's name. Sean?
I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah.
Three heads just right there. I thought that would always be really cool for me.
Yeah. I'd like to see something like that again, and then, obviously, being a Microsoft boy, but also with them trying to do what they do, they all turn on their consoles and, you know, the Xbox Live pops up or something.
Oh, you just want to win the war.
I'm like, oh shit, it's over. We can go home.
Oh shit, here we go again.
Also with Sony, they're announcing the new PlayStation Production Studios, which will be used to focus on turning their games into movies and TV franchises, and or TV franchises.
So I saw a lot of people also mad about this, that they're like, it's a cash grab. They're just trying to grab the market because of all these movies. And I'm like, but you do have franchises you could turn into shows or movies. Why not do it?
Yeah, I don't see that as a cash grab in the slightest.
Right. I'm gonna name off a couple of their big ones, right? And I'm going to ask you, would you rather see it as a movie or a TV show? God of War.
God of War. God of War would be cool as a You could do either or, honestly.
I think it would succeed better as a TV show.
I think so, too, because you could show him being built up, how when he becomes the actual God of War, mm-hmm. when he throws over, what the hell's the God of War? Ares.
Yeah.
And then you could do all, like, the battles, and, you know, get to, like, Poseidon and Zeus and Hades. Get those big three. Like, those could be, like, finales or something.
Yeah, that would be
cool. So you could definitely do, like, two or three seasons of that, I could see.
Yeah, definitely. Horizon.
I don't know. I don't know if there's necessarily... I mean, there is enough there, but I don't think you have enough to really, like, hold an audience.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Last of Us.
Eh.
I feel like it's a movie.
Yeah, that would definitely be a movie.
I don't think it has enough content to be a TV show.
No. But it can not without being drawn out too much.
What about Little Big Planet, Joey?
That's a weird one, because that's one I haven't really played, so I don't know. It's
little sock puppet people.
Yeah.
All right, what about Jack and Daxter?
Ooh. That's a movie.
You want a movie?
That's a movie. That's like the Ratchet and Clank movie.
Oh, that's the next one. Ratchet and Clank.
What yeah, they already made a movie of
but
it.
But what would you like to see now? They're rolling back to it. Would you like them to try a movie again? Or would you like them to do a TV show?
I could see them knocking out a series of it.
It'd be cool.
Because there's a lot there. I played every single one, so...
But,
well, maybe a movie.
Movie?
They're actually, now that I'm thinking about it, there's not enough for a series.
Now, what about Crash Bandicoot?
I don't think I want either.
Okay, that's how I felt.
Yeah, I don't want either of those.
Now, Uncharted. And a fun fact, that movie's been in the works for quite some time.
I was going to say, weren't they making one?
To me, it's just Tomb Raider. Yeah, or Indiana Jones.
That's what it is, yeah.
So I guess movie.
Yeah.
But then again, I would also kind of be like, well, a TV show would be kind of cool because I've already seen Indiana Jones as a movie. Maybe yeah. I'd like this a different one. And then the last one, Twisted Metal, and that TV series reportedly is already in the works. I don't know how... That's so fucking weird, man.
Well, Death Race was actually like a spinoff of Twisted Metal.
Okay.
And those were the movies. Mm-hmm. Which I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
They, you know, some people were like, eh, whatever. I'm like, fucking people in cars shooting and killing each
other. That was cool.
That's what I'm about.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just some of them. It's hard. I definitely believe TV shows could work for almost all of them because there's a market for it, right? Whether it's Netflix, whether it's Hulu, whether it's Showtime, HBO. These companies are, like, dying for content for stuff like that. We saw Showtime's got the Halo one. With Steven Spielberg directing.
Yep.
So, like, you can... I think taking these video games... Because 9 times out of 10, a movie just doesn't work. It just doesn't. There's a lot you're trying to fit into one movie. We saw it with Warcraft. I enjoyed the movie, but I can understand why people are like, man, that didn't hit like it needed to. Because there's so much. You know how great that'd be as a show? You could take your time. You could extend it.
Oh, yeah. They did a... Kind of like how they did with Game of Thrones, where you just start from where the books are.
Yeah.
Because the books in the game are really, really close. Just build off of that, and you have more than enough to do...
With Diablo doing their series as well, and you know, stuff like that, yeah. I think TV, or streaming, whatever, as a show, I think a lot of these gaming would benefit from in the long run. Mm-hmm. More so than being movies.
Yeah, movies are hard to do. Yeah, like I said, you're trying to do too much and too little.
Yeah, because like God of War would be a cool movie, but you know what? I bet it would flop. But I bet as a TV show. Like we saw that the fake one with Jason Momoa. Cool shit.
Yeah, I got excited. I'm like, damn, what?
That'd be badass. But yeah, I do think PlayStation Production Studios, that's a great idea. You have the content. Why not try and take advantage of it? And obviously you're going to make profit off of it. That's part of business. But like, go ahead, man. Give me some of your great exclusives and make them into different entertainment, or whether it be a movie or TV shows. I prefer TV shows, but either way.
Now, on the flip side, Xbox, I guess you got, what, Halo?
Which is in development now.
Which is in development. Gears of War would be really cool as a series.
Hell yeah, way better than a movie.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's just it's just an old-school military movie, but with
way more big brutality. Fucking
guys and, like, just... Gore out the ass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That's pretty much all they got.
It really is, though. Yeah. I guess I could have thrown Just Cause in there for PlayStation because that's part of it, too. right? Isn't they weren't they part of Sony as well at some point?
I think, yeah, because Just Cause is Square Enix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. I mean, there's a bunch of them. Honestly, there's that. That to me, though, that's the next wave. I think if you want to really start getting into the video game as an entertainment more than just the games, it's definitely in the TV shows. Because like I said, there's so many outlets to do it. You don't have to be on cable. You can do all the. I mean, I don't need you on Fox or NBC. Like, go. No,
that's why the whole thing of they want to do streaming.
Go to these streaming services, man. Sell your shit. That's cool, man.
And if you're worried about having exclusives and be like, oh, I don't want to watch God of War on my Xbox, well, make it to where you're going to watch off the PlayStation
service. Oh, I mean, damn, they do have their own streaming service. That would be very helpful to get the view more purchases.
Yeah, but then I'll have to dust off my PlayStation that's under my Xbox, but yeah.
Mm. Another one in development real quick. Witcher comes out this year, too, with Henry Cavill playing.
Weren't they making a Witcher
from Netflix? That's right, yeah. And that's going to be big, man. If that's good, you're going to see a huge, I think, wave of this coming. That's what I believe.
And I'm excited because playing games since I was, I don't know, 5, 6, like just
literally shit, probably my entire younger, life. You just don't even remember.
Right. You know, that, yeah. Like from what I really remember was like 5 or 6 right. of like,
yep.
from my first memories. And like now I'm like, you know, obviously I'm a quote unquote adult now, which is bullshit. And if I could like turn on my TV and watch a game that I played as a child and watch it develop in my eyes in, like, a real-life adaptation, and, like, done the correct way as I remember, I don't know how I'm going to handle that.
That's super cool, because it finally gets Joey to stop watching The Office.
True, you know, it was funny, right before you came over, I was watching it.
I'm sure you were, man.
I'm almost done with Shameless, but watching The Office.
You should just download Funimation and, like, use our account and just watch a bunch of animes.
I do, but I also have, I guess we could talk about this, fuck, it's game-related.
Yeah.
Or movie, whatever.
Yeah, entertainment.
But on Netflix, I found Kill la Kill, that I already watched. I want to watch it again because it's really good. Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, yeah.
I love Full Metal Alchemist, but I guess they made a remake?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know that, and I seen that. I'm like, that looks way better than what I watched.
What about Death Note, bro?
Indifferent.
I heard that was really shitty.
Yeah, that's why I'm like really indifferent about it.
I definitely, if you are going to watch animes on Netflix, Seven Deadly Sins is very good. That's their exclusive.
I think I have that one in Fairy Tale.
Oh, yeah. Because
Fairy Tale is really good, too.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I'll have to watch that.
So I have those saved on my list. Oh, and Gundams.
Weeaboo Hour.
Oh, yeah. So if you're looking for animes, that's what I'm going to be watching soon. Ryan's watching a ton of shit.
I'm watching My Hero still right now. That's what I'm really fucking trying to finish. It's so good.
That's what the dude's like, ho, ho, ho.
I am here. All my dude.
Never fear.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Whew. Sorry. We went weep there for a minute.
Hey, man, it happens. So, Ope Ubisoft, or Ope something like
it was,
that.
What I went for was Ope, like they fucked up.
Ope. Oh, so, yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, I don't know if that's a new Ubisoft thing, but...
No, Ope, I should have put a comma. Yeah. Sorry.
Ope, comma, Ubisoft releases Raid...
In Division 2.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say, I was about to say Division 2, but they released Raid in Division 2... with no matchmaking. So they said they were going to, and they didn't. Reason behind it was, oh, well, we want people that speak your same language, they have a mic, they have the gear level, the skill level, blah, 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 etc. They're like, we're trying to figure that out. And what I was just talking to you about earlier was, in Destiny, there's a companion app. You go for looking for group, looking for people for Crota Raid. Level 380 plus. Have mic... No squeakers. That's what I always put, because I don't want to play with fucking children. And, found groups in, like, 2 or 3 minutes. And then now they're, like, half my friends list are Destiny groups.
And here's the big thing about this, is, for Xbox users, it's really not that big a deal, because you already have that in there with the communities.
Yeah, you already have the groups.
You can do that, but on Sony, you don't. And there's so many people on PlayStation playing it, and it's like, what the fuck? Just, like, let me match. Now they are... As of today, they are working on bringing it in there. They're just like, we could just flip a switch and make it happen, though, so we're working on it. And I'm just like, alright, man. Alright.
It's not that hard to make a forum.
Yeah.
Of just, like, a forum of, like, looking for group.
Yeah.
It's very simple to put together.
And I do get, I mean, that's why the clan thing was in place, so that you could work with your clans. But at the same time, like, I'm going to be honest, dude. I just joined random clans just because I needed to get the loot. So it's like, if they're not on at the same time as me, but I need to do this raid, I just want to be able to matchmake and just do the fucking raid, man.
I think Sony, like how they were saying before, of like how they're worried about their people and they want to do this and that, I think they want to be like in control of like how they get matched up. They're not letting their people have their own, I guess, free will to find a group on their own. Where Microsoft's like, yeah, no, here's an app, find people you want. Here's a tab on your home screen.
Yeah, I mean, they did a bunch, and I honestly, like, that's super underrated because I just haven't used it as much, but I'm in so many different groups on that now with, like, different games that I like to play just to see what people are doing and see their content they post, but also, like, the tournament thing and everything. I mean, they did a lot of stuff with that, and it just kind of went under the radar because, like, I just didn't think about it. But it's actually extremely helpful in situations like this.
Yeah, of course. Like, yeah, multiplayer games and, you know, a lot of people don't have friends that play the same games, or they just don't want to play with them.
Right.
So this is kind of weird, but Nintendo has a new voucher system. So you must have Nintendo Online, which is 20 for the year.
Yep, 20 for the year.
And then for $100, U.S. dollars, you get 2 game vouchers to use in the eShop, which is pretty much just 2 $60, well, I guess 2 $80 games, right?
Yeah, it could be any. But I was just trying to get, your most value would be to get 2 $60 games.
Right. But you get 100 total.
You get 100 total dollars to use.
Okay, so really,
you get for $100, you just get 2 game vouchers. I'm sorry. So you just, 2 vouchers, you pick 2 games you want to buy. 2.
Okay.
For $100, it's going to give you 2 game tickets. You pick what you want to spend them on. Do you want to use it on Smash and Pokemon? Do you want to use it on this and that? I don't know. Now, the way I look at that is, say you've already got a Nintendo Online. Okay, like myself, right? I already own it. I have it for the year. It's done. Now, say November comes around, I really want Pokemon Sword and Shield. I could just buy them both for $100 instead of $120 plus tax when you buy them at the store. So, I mean, I don't know. It depends on how you use it, I guess.
Yeah, then also you're going to need a SD card because your Switch does not have that much space.
I saw one they just released. I don't remember how many terabytes it was, but it was the SD card itself was $450.
Holy shit.
That was a lot.
That's a lot for an SD card.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, but you would never run out of room.
No, it would take you a while.
Yeah, I do, yeah. But, I get what they're doing with the voucher program. But like, if you don't have online, it's kind of silly because you have to pay the $20, then the $100. It's going to even out anyway.
Yeah.
It just depends, do you want the online service?
I'll wait till Pokemon comes out and get it.
Yeah.
Also with Nintendo, for their E3 plan or their Treehouse or, you know, their whatever they do around the E3 time, they're going to be hosting a Mario eSports event for Super Mario Maker 2.
Yep. Pretty cool. That comes out this month, or next month.
Yes.
Spoiler, right? We're going to get there. Yeah, it's June. Pretty sure that's what I saw on the list.
Disney is expected to cut thousands of jobs after acquiring Fox Studios, of course. So, like, you know, you were saying earlier, it makes sense because, you know, Disney has their people, Fox has their people. Obviously, Disney's the new owners. They're going to want things to go their way.
Yeah, Fox, 21st Century Fox and, like, all the other assets they got, like, those people from those studios probably gone, and then Disney will just, you know, go through and use whoever they want to use for these things. That's all.
Yeah, it's just, like, cutting the fat out.
Yeah.
Keep what you want.
I mean, shitty. I'm not saying it's not.
No, not at all. But
I'm sure everybody at Fox knew. Like, oh, yeah, here. Okay. Yeah. You know, they probably gave the people their settlements and all that, and they're like, here you go. Because Disney's not going to bring you back right now. They might bring you later, but...
Well, it's pretty shitty. It's like how it affects our lives is like with Ford working for them of like, they're cutting a shit ton of jobs, and you know, that could trickle down and affect us, so...
Yeah.
I can kind of feel these people's pain because we're on the verge of like, am I going to work tomorrow? Well, find out when I go tomorrow.
Find out on the next episode of the Big Jim and BB Show.
But also, I wouldn't be upset because, I mean, it makes sense. It's a good business move. If we're not beneficial, why the hell are we going to be there?
That's also true. Yeah.
Can't be bad, but I mean, I'll probably be bad.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey man, just go back and listen to this episode and let me know how you feel.
I'll be like, come on, man, for real?
Why'd I say that was okay?
So, Minecraft made a Pokemon Go version for Minecraft. Minecraft version of Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Minecraft Earth.
You see so many dicks constructed in the real world, bro.
Dude, right?
It's gonna be so many.
It would be cool to see some people build, like, some cool shit, though.
So what is it like? I'm sorry. It's like, what, you, like, look around and you can see what people are building?
I think it's like VR, so, like, you know how when you catch a Pokemon, you gotta find
the
it?
The AR stuff?
Yeah, so you have to, I guess, say I took a picture of my house, right? And I want to be like, oh, I want to add something to my house. Well, you just build it.
Oh, and then you'll
and
see
you save it.
It
so that way when, like, someone comes around and looks, they can see what I built on my house.
Oh, okay.
So it's,
that's really cool.
It's pretty, so you just build in the real world.
I like that. That's cool.
I don't know how it would, I have to look more into it. That's just from when I was kind of looking at it. I'll probably download it and try it.
Yeah.
Just
I mean,
to see. And
I'm sure the girls would like it.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to walk around and see all the people's buildings and stuff.
Right, I probably wouldn't ever have my phone back, but yeah. That'd be cool for them to try it out.
Right.
Also with Nintendo, the Nintendo Switch lifetime sales in Japan has outsold the PS4.
In Japan.
In Japan.
Yeah, damn. Because that's where, you know, Sony's from there too, so it's like, I was like, oof, damn, alright. Sony didn't, the PlayStation didn't sell really well over in Japan. It sold really well here and the rest of the world, but in Japan it didn't, but Nintendo is huge in Japan.
Which is surprising because the Asian market is more than gigantic for gaming and movies.
Yeah, yeah, it's very massive. Oh, yeah, no, but the Nintendo Switch, Nintendo owns that country, man.
As they should. Nintendo is a dominant force.
It is.
And they deserve to be.
It's Joey's favorite.
That babe really is. Call of Duty is making actually a smart move here. I agree with this completely. They're moving Sledgehammer and giving their 2020 game to Treyarch for development.
Yep, and
now, Treyarch is World at War, Black Ops, and they made my favorite Call of Duty games.
Mm-hmm. And also in Call of Duty news, they released the title for their new game coming out this year, and it's just called Modern Warfare. And some people are really upset about that, and I'm not. It's just a reboot. It's a reboot on the Call of Duty Modern Warfare franchise. How much more are you going to do?
Well, I think they're upset for the fact of, like, they just came out with Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Oh.
Like, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they just came out with Call of Duty 4 again? That's technically Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
So they just did it.
Yeah.
People were probably upset that they're like, oh, well, you're doing it again when you just did it?
Yeah, I get that.
Those are also the same people that complain when a game doesn't come out every year.
Right. I mean, you have to give it at what... You have to take... If you want a game every year, you have to understand what you're going to get. I'm sorry. You just do.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of cut and paste.
If you are someone... Okay, for instance, like, we work with, Carlos and Alex, and they love Call of Duty. I don't hear a lot from them about, like, oh my fucking god, man, this sucks. They just enjoy what it is, man. Because if you love it and you're getting, you know you're going to get it every year, you're just going to deal with it. You have to do it that way. I've gotten to the point where I can't just bitch because Call of Duty comes out every year. Whatever, man. If you like
it's been like this for 10 years.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's just awful. Now, like I said, I do like when certain companies, like Ubisoft did with Assassin's Creed, not every game is meant to come out every year, okay? It's just not. Like, sport games, totally get it. I get it. That's the market. I'm a victim of it. I do it. I'm like, oh my god, it's new. I need the new rosters thing. I know you guys barely added anything, but I really appreciate it. Here's my money.
Yeah.
You know, Call of Duty. All right, man. I've accepted it. Every year, I'm going to get a new one. And if I like it, I'll buy it. If it doesn't interest me, I won't buy it.
But see, this is the first Call of Duty I've played since, like, Black Ops 2.
Right, you took a break.
Yeah, and that's probably why I enjoyed the shit out of it. It had, like, a 3.2 KD, but, you know, still got it.
Yeah, I know. Hey, but like I said, I can't knock them because they're releasing it every year when it's doing great every year. Not the game, but the sales are doing wonderful every year.
Yeah, well, people are just buying it to be like, oh, maybe this will be different. Nope. If you want to be different, stop buying them for a fucking year to show these developers, well, maybe we should spend more than, like, 2 weeks on developing our game.
Well, you know.
And make them, you know, half decent and enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But, whatever.
To each his own.
If you're still making money, I mean, fucking pump them out. Mm-hmm. Give us 2 a year. Bet you'll still sell shit then.
I probably will.
Why not? Watch Dogs 3, because, you know, a lot of people are asking for that. Scheduled to release later this year.
Ooh. I was like, what is this, man?
You know what's funny? I had the first two and I just never played them.
Remember how the first one was super hyped? It looked so cool because it was in Chicago.
It's cool in Chicago.
Yeah, and it was just not very cool.
I heard the second one was actually pretty decent,
though. Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Like I said, I have both of them, but... No, wait. Is that the first one? I had the first one because it was free. Do I have the second one? I don't know. I may or may not have the second one.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, more insight. Now, do you guys remember playing Tamagotchi when you were younger? The little...
I do.
Little thingies?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, because I never had one, but,
mine died.
You get a Pokemon. Pokemon Tamagotchi.
Yeah, I'm gonna get one. That's so cool. I'm getting a Pikachu.
Now, is it gonna be, like, an old-school 8-bit?
It looked like it, yeah. Yeah? Pretty sweet.
So, what's the difference between that and having the little fucking Pokeball that you can put your Pokemon in?
Because I can actually see my Pokemon.
But, yeah, the little bunny makes the little noise.
And you feed them and everything.
All you feed me is Puffins. So, this is, pretty heartwarming story. Borderlands is, you know, Borderlands 3 is coming out
October? September?
One of those times. Looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. So there's a fan that a really good fan of Borderlands that has terminal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Now he took to Reddit in hopes for someone from either Gearbox or 2K would see his story and, you know, see if he could get some like early access or like, you know, play the game as is, because we all know it's probably done. Just not polished, and someone actually reached out to him.
Yeah, someone from the studios reached out to him, and they're flying out to him, and they're bringing him the copy of the game and whatever else they're going to bring him. So that's really cool.
Yeah, hopefully they bring out like a little claptrap for him or something.
Reddit changing the world. They got Sonic fucked up. They got this kid. They got to play Borderlands 3.
Honestly, if it wasn't for Reddit, a lot of shit wouldn't have happened.
Yeah,
Reddit's so cool, man. That's a good community.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are assholes, but you get shit done.
Hey, man. I'm on so many of them, and I love it. Yeah. I just like seeing all the people comment on shit. It's great.
So say it's just a forum. How easy is it to make a forum?
It's so easy.
But yeah, no, that's really cool, and I'm glad there's still companies out there that are like, yeah, man,
mm-hmm.
you know, you want to play our game, we want you to play our game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully, you know, something changes with them, and it works out. But hopefully he enjoys it.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe he could get a review out. That'd be cool.
Yeah, the game sucks.
Damn, I don't know how I'd feel if I came out there to give someone a game.
They told you your
game like, damn, sucks. This thing is a piece of shit. I'd be like, wow, fuck you. But, yeah, no, that should be pretty cool for him.
Oh, shit.
So, as we all know, some of us more than other, Game of Thrones has come to an end. Ryan has done a podcast with your brothers.
Yes, I did.
Which brothers?
Nick and Danny.
Nick and Danny.
Yep, so Slap Nugget and Danny. I don't remember. I think I called it Black Yoshi. Yeah. So, yeah, we did a podcast on it. You can find it on there with your podcast apps that you use to listen to them. I use Stitcher, but you can use whatever you'd like. And we go over what we thought about the finale, what we thought about the show as a whole, mostly what we thought of Season 8 as a whole, and what we maybe hoped, and... But yeah, it's come to an end. Yesterday was our first Sunday without Game of Thrones ever coming back. It's very sad.
Oh shit, that's right. Today's not Sunday.
Today is Monday. Weird. Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was we had a record of 19.3 million viewers. I kind of figured that was coming. But yeah, it's the Seven Kingdoms, it's done. I don't know how to feel about it. Doesn't feel good.
Yeah, no, I'm still on season 5, so I'll figure it out when I get there.
He won't be listening to the podcast, but you can.
Yep, I'm sure it's a spoiler podcast.
No, it's all blown up on there that they're spoilers, of course.
Yeah. Well, you're not getting a view from me, big guy.
Nope, I know.
Dauntless was released on Xbox, PS4, and PC. It is a free-to-play co-op action RPG.
Yeah, Epic wasn't ready for the amount of traffic they got. They had over 5 million players in just the first weekend, and they were not ready, no. It launched earlier last week, or like mid-last week, and Alex and I were trying to get on it with his nephew, and it was like, one of them was like, basically the server got so swamped, they had to put you in a queue. And it was like, one of them was like, 180 minutes until you get in, and I'm like,
holy
whoa,
shit.
Dude. So that was like the first day or day and a half, now it's like... I think now it's probably, I got on a couple days ago, and it was like, it said I was 100th in line, and then, like, within, like, 2 seconds, I was, like, 20th in line. So, they got their server stuff, they're getting fixed out, but it's, basically, it's Monster Hunter, but with a more, the art is more cartoony. Definitely saw this trailer, I believe, at the Game Awards, Dauntless. Yep.
I remember hearing about it for a while.
It's pretty cool. It's something that, if you're playing with your friends, it's actually really fun to go out there and go on a mission and hunt the monsters. You can come back and you can craft stuff right away. And I've enjoyed it, but I wouldn't play by myself, but it's cross-platform, so.
Oh, cool. There you go.
Yeah.
About time.
Very cool. Well, you know, Epic's all about that shit.
True. THQ Nordic has nearly 50 fucking games, unannounced games.
Yeah.
That are in development.
What's,
why even say that? What's the point of saying you have 50 games in development?
But they were just like, yeah, man, we got all these games. And it's like, could it be Destroy All Humans? Could it be Red Faction? There's a bunch of THQ Nordic games. I forget the.
They also do, Command & Conquer? Is that THQ?
And that EA?
Is that EA?
Remember, it is EA. Aren't they releasing the mobile?
They are. They're making that shitty mobile. That's right. Fuck them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm gonna assume that a good majority of those are indie games, because those are not heavy hitter games.
They said no. They said they were AAA studio games.
Bullshit.
They did.
How are you gonna work on 50 games,
dude? Let me find this quote, because I literally lost my mind. I was like, what does this mean?
See, now that makes me nervous. Of like, if you're doing all of this, more or less, probably at the same time, you're gonna fuck something up.
Oh, Saints Row and that, them too.
Are they THQ?
Uh-huh, I think so. Alright, yeah, let me find this. It was 5 days ago from the PC Gamer, but 80 in total, 48 of them are unannounced. And they are, let's see.
What are the announced ones?
During the period, I don't know. During the period, we signed multiple new projects, among them a new development agreement with 4A Games, a developer of Metro franchise, for their upcoming still undisclosed AAA project. By the end of the quarter, THQ Nordic, Deep Silver, and Coffee Strain had 80 games in development, of which 48 titles were unannounced. I don't even know. I don't even know what that means. I don't even know why you have that many games unannounced.
Yeah.
That's so many.
Maybe we'll find out more at EA, or E3, rather.
Hopefully.
So, we'll see. Now, reports are saying that for you mobile users out there, and you nerds that love League of Legends, yeah, you can play League of Legends on your phone.
I'm not surprised. Not. There's so many games like it on mobile, that are just... Like, they're so similar. I think don't they have one that literally looks just like League of Legends?
Oh, there's multiple.
I see one of the guys we play Pokemon with always post about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he always shares his results. Can't remember it. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely... why not? All right, go ahead.
The thing that gets me is, like, I used to play League of Legends a shit ton back in the day. Like, a disgusting amount, but whatever.
Sweaty nerd.
And then I grew up. Yeah. I'll say, if I'm playing with people that are on PC that are fucking retarded, I'm not going to want to play with fucking morons. I don't know if that's worse or better, but whatever. But people on their phone, I'm not going to want to do that. It's going to ruin that game. You better, if you're in mobile, you could only play with mobile.
Yeah.
Don't hook me up with a PC and mobile person.
Yeah.
Because I will not play that game. I already don't, but even if I did... And I got hooked up with someone who's like, I'm on my iPhone. I'd be like, all right, and quit. Surrender.
Why'd it have to be on their iPhone, Jared?
Oh, yeah, well, because I was saying, because, you know, maybe they'll be hopeful that they get it. But in all reality, it'll probably be on an Android.
But, yikes.
Yeah, no, hopefully they do that right. I'm sure they will. They know what they're doing somehow, because they're still very popular.
Yep.
Ryan, we're a little early, a couple days early. But what's coming out in June?
Well, I just want to get you ready for June, so we're going to start this off here. These are video games coming out in June. There's not that many, but here we go. Warhammer Chaos Bane, PC, Xbox One, and PS4. That comes out June 4th. Octopath Traveler for the PC, June 7th. June 21st, Crash Team Racing. Yes. Nitro Fuel. Found out if you get on PlayStation, you get the original skins.
Bullshit.
Where they actually look like how they did on the PlayStation 1.
Bullshit.
Yep, found that out at Best Buy. Really sad. That comes out for everything but the PC. June 21st. Then we've got Phoenix Point, PC and Xbox One. It says June. Didn't give me a date, though. It just says June. Judgment comes out on June 25th. Heavy Rain for the PC comes out June 24th. And to wrap up the month, Super Mario Maker for the Switch comes out June 28th. Now, to the movie theaters. Due out in June, to start off the month, June 7th, Dark Phoenix. The end of the X-Men saga at Fox. Will be cool to see. Shaft. Didn't know they were doing a movie, but it looks like Samuel Shaft? Jackson's in it. Shaft.
Huh.
Yep. So that's June 14th. Also June 14th, Men in Black International.
And, is that the one with the girl?
Yep, and with Chris Hemsworth. Valkyrie and
that's
Thor.
That's right. Who they are. I was about to say that. Yeah, okay.
Yep, and then also on June 14th, The Dead Don't Die. And June 21st, Child's Play, Chucky. Mm. And Toy Story 4.
Ooh, that's right. They came out with a new trailer. I need to watch
that. Did you see the Child's Play, the Chucky poster?
I did see that one,
with the Slinky getting roasted over the fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like,
ooh. I also watched that trailer, and it was a movie I'm not going to watch.
Chucky?
I didn't watch that. I'm not a fan of those.
No.
I'm not a fan of horror movies.
Yeah,
but
no, I know you don't.
I did watch the original Chucky, and The Bride of Chucky was stupid as shit, but the other ones before that were... They were good.
I don't like dolls, so kind of fucked.
Yeah, that's why I didn't like.
Yeah.
And then my cousin down south had a room of dolls, and that was after I watched that. And needless to say, I just slept in the car outside. So, you know.
It's not good.
Not a fan of it.
But yeah, not got some good stuff. So obviously, Crash Team Racing.
Oh, yeah. That. What are we getting on? I think it's going to be the Switch.
I think so, too.
Think it's going to be the Switch. I'm going to see... But like 90% certain it's going to be the Switch.
Mm-hmm. Probably, because then I could just flip between that and Ultimate Alliance 3 comes out the next month.
Ah, oh, fuck.
And I could already pre-order it at Best Buy. I saw it.
Damn.
Yep. Fucking awesome. But yeah, they do get the original Crash skins on the PlayStation. So shitty.
Bastards.
They had to get something. Fuck, man.
Right.
They're just giving out their shit.
That's true, too. DC Universe Online is coming to the Switch.
The game's pretty fucking cool on the Xbox.
I played it on PC.
You played it on PC?
Yeah.
I played it on Xbox. It's actually really cool. I think I wish I would have stuck with it, but, like, it was one of those things. It is free, but if you want, like, all of the characters to choose from, that's really hard to say characters to choose from. Different, like, abilities that you can use.
As long as you're just, like, a person that you can be, like, either the Flash or Superman.
Also, if you've never watched the opening scene for that, you should totally go on YouTube and watch, like, the 15-minute cinematic, because it's outstanding. That's why DC animation is by far better than any Marvel animation ever. It's so good.
That's why I don't know why they just don't stick with that.
Well, they do. I mean, they just released a new movie. It's out. It's the original Justice League cast.
Really?
Like, from the cartoon. It's those voices.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's where they shine. They need to stick away, get away from these movies.
And I love that with the DC Universe Online app, that a lot of those animated movies, the recent ones, are pretty much all on there. So it's great. But, yeah, no, definitely, the DC Universe Online is really cool. I'll totally download it on the Switch, because that's just super fun. But
yeah, that's a free game, right?
Yeah, like I said, it's free. But if you want to unlock more, you pay for it. You can pay monthly on it, I think. But nah, it's fine. It's free. You can still get a lot of it done with free. It's really fun.
I think I remember playing on a PvP server one time. I think I was part Green Lantern and the Flash.
Uh-huh.
So I was running around making shit, and I jumped into a PvP zone, and I just got my ass kicked.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, huh. And then I found out a cheat. I was like level 4, and I was facing level 30, and I killed him. And got like half the shit and just like max leveled.
Oof.
And I'm like, okay, I think I'm done playing this game now.
It was cool,
but it was pretty stupid.
I played on Xbox and I was doing, I think I had part Batman, part Green Arrow, and part Flash. It was fucking cool. I love that game.
They do like how you combine stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of like crap, what was that game? I don't remember. EverQuest, no.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I'm not going to think about it because it's going to bother me.
Oh, okay. But yeah, DC Universe Online coming out for the Switch.
Also for the Switch, it's time to... Duel. August 20th, Yu-Gi-Oh! Legacy of the Duelist, Link Evolution. So that is the mobile game that's kind of out.
Yeah, there's a mobile game. I think it's actually on my phone. Or did I just delete it? Just delete it. No, it's right here. Duel Links. It's kind of like Duel Links.
Okay.
It's fun. I mean, the thing to me is, it can't be $60. Sorry, I won't pay $60 for it. But it, from the trailer I watched, it's basically like you're just playing Yu-Gi-Oh! On your phone. Or on your Switch. But you do have to get cards, and you have to go through and do all the, storyline stuff, I believe, to get these cards and keep developing your deck. Pretty sure that's how that works.
Well, I remember playing a Yu-Gi-Oh! Something Awakening.
Okay.
On the Game Boy Advance? Or that the DS?
Sounds familiar.
And I had a shit ton of Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, obviously, and I still do. And you were able, there was a code at the bottom, like a number of the print. You could type that in and you got the card in game.
Now, I think that's how this still works for one of these games on mobile. It's not, what did I just say I have? Duel Links? It's the other one. The other one, I don't know how to do it, but you're able to go in there and all your cards and just put them in so you can play your deck that you have, which that's cool. I like that. If you're playing Yu-Gi-Oh, that's pretty awesome. But I don't know. I'd see more from this, but from at least just the trailer, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, it's Yu-Gi-Oh on my Switch. All right, cool. At least I get to see the animation of the people. That was kind of fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to wait until it's out, see how it looks.
That could be a November buy two, get one free game.
Probably. Yeah, when Target does their deal.
Yeah, that might be that one.
Yeah. We won't be seeing our favorite, I don't know if it's my favorite, but Blue Speeding Hedgehog until 2020.
Do you have another blue Speeding Hedgehog that you like? That's why it's a fucking prick.
I'll come back to you on that.
Okay, thanks.
But yeah, now it's delayed till 2020. So, yeah, gonna be reworking their shit to make it look like Sonic.
Yeah.
Not a fucking child.
It looked weird, man.
Looks terrifying. But at least they're listening and wanting to do it right. And now with them doing this, I'll go watch it.
Also, when it said 2020, it was really misleading because the movie was scheduled for November and now it's February. That's only like three months.
Yeah, it's only a couple months. They just got to probably just rework, obviously, just Sonic. So, yeah. And with it all being all animation, it's not that difficult. AEW had their first PPV, or pay-per-view, May 25th from Vegas. I was actually there.
Uh-huh.
Double or Nothing, and Ryan has the results for you, and that was at the MGM, which was right across the street from where I was staying, because I was at the Luxor, so it was pretty cool. I seen a bunch of signs and everything. I didn't get to see anybody, but
you got to see the signs though, man. It's fucking awesome. Yeah, it's AEW, All Elite Wrestling, from the Khan family. They own the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're fucking billionaires. This was the beginning of that. That was their first pay-per-view. The second one will be coming out in, August, and it will be in Chicago again. So, super excited about that. Gonna have to get tickets. But here's a review from Double or Nothing. To start off, the first hour was free. You can watch it on the YouTube page. And Adam Hangman Page won the Casino Battle Royale to earn a future title shot. The way the Battle Royale actually worked was really cool. Everybody that was in it was given a suit. Spade, club, heart, or diamond. And when that suit was drawn, all those people entered the ring. When the next suit was drawn, those people entered the ring. It was a little bit different. I liked it. Kit Sabian defeated Sammy Guevara. That was a good hard-hitting match. I mean, I don't know all these indie guys, but it was pretty entertaining. SoCal Uncensored defeated Strong Hearts. This was cool because SoCal is a lot of veteran guys from different companies, and Strong Hearts were these brand-new wrestlers. They're from China, and you don't usually get to see them, but they're very, very cool as well. The women match was really good. It was Britt Baker. She beat Kylie Rae, who's the one that comes out in Pokemon gear. Pretty fucking awesome. Nyla Rose and Awesome Kong. That was a fun match. I mean, obviously, I like WWE women's matches more, but this was a good start. Let's see here. Cody defeated his brother, Dustin Rhodes, known as Gold Dust. That was fucking awesome. I showed you the picture of him bleeding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was outstanding.
I miss him being in WWE.
I honestly wish I was able to watch this live. Or, like, with you, I think you would have got choked up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, they fought each other, right? And, like, people were chanting Dusty and stuff, you know, their dad. And, like, that was really cool. But then they won, and it was supposed to be Goldust's retirement match. He wanted to wrestle his brother. And Cody was like saying how at the next pay-per-view in July or June in Jacksonville, he said, he goes, I wrote my name on there, me and a partner of my choosing versus the Young Bucks. And he's like, and I don't need a best friend. I don't need this. I need my older brother. And he started crying. And then they like hugged. And I was like, this is really emotional right
that's
now.
That's cool.
Yeah, but that was really fucking, that was a really good match.
Yeah, also, I really liked it. But I really enjoyed watching them. They were one of the reasons I really was into the network, the WWE network, was because of them.
Yeah, I'm super excited for this to start in October on TV. Definitely going to be super into it. Might do a podcast on it. I don't know. See how I feel. So the big thing was Cody was like, this wasn't a war with WWE. Okay, I'm going to start this off now. Triple H back in at the Hall of Fame called AEW a pissant company. Okay, shots fired. So for this match, when Cody Rhodes came out, he came out with a throne that had Triple H's like cross logo and had skulls on it like his usually does. Tell me how this man grabbed a sledgehammer, hit the throne, and it blew up. I was like, shots fired, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, really fucking cool. Then Bret Hart came out and introduced the AEW Heavyweight Championship title. It looked really fucking cool. The Tag Team Championships were on the line. It was the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Bros. The Lucha Bros, I can't remember. I don't think you saw them at AEW. I don't think so, but I've seen them there a few times. Pentagon Jr. and his brother Rey Fénix. Awesome match. The Young Bucks won, but like that was fucking cool. The main event, which was for a shot at the title, was Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega. Chris Jericho won. Dean Ambrose came out, whooped all their asses, and like they had on the stage a big set of like looked like poker chips, and it said like AEW on it and everything. He took Kenny Omega up there, did his DDT, and then like did the John Cena thing through a table, and then he flipped off the crowd.
Damn.
And it's like he pointed at the middle finger to show like, haha, I can do this here.
That's cool.
Pretty fucking cool, man. But yeah,
because oh, yeah, that's right. Dean Ambrose left. I thought he was retired. Well, I guess technically he retired.
From
right?
WWE.
Yeah.
Now he's here. Jerk.
Yeah, because he could probably do more here.
Hell yeah. They were swearing and bleeding because TV 14. So it's like they had two there all over again.
Ah.
It's fucking awesome.
So it's the good times of wrestling.
Yeah.
I could see why Triple H might be a little.
They might be a little on edge.
A little nervous.
Yeah. So AEW, like I said, All Out, which will be the second pay per view, and it will be in Chicago at the Sears Center on August 31st. And the show is scheduled to start in October on TNT. I believe it's going to be on Tuesday nights, but we're going to see. But I'm super excited. Super, super hyped.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out more. That sounds kind of like how I used to enjoy watching wrestling.
Oh, yeah, man. This was really
that
good.
Kind of stuff.
It's cool because you got a bunch of those indie guys that we've seen before. Yeah. They're on there doing it now, they're on TV.
That's the coolest thing. Yeah,
it's fucking awesome.
It's like, man, I seen you in, like, fucking Berwyn. I was in Berwyn, right?
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, Dean Ambrose was there. Fuck yeah.
That is cool how we could actually like see people when they were at the low level. Mm-hmm. And they were like, now we see them on TV.
Yeah.
It's like, holy shit.
I know, like my brother always brings me, goes, dude, I saw that Kevin Owens guy do a DDT on the bar. And I'm like, yeah, man, there he is.
Yeah, it's really cool to see them like do that. Yep. And then, you know, we helped supported that.
Hell yeah.
Now, I don't know how to go about this one. The World Health Organization... They already said that gaming disorder is a disease. I guess now it's international, so I'd imagine that would be considered worldwide. Yeah. That's a thing. That's the world we live in now.
Yeah.
Playing games is a disease.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're playing to the point where you're making yourself sick, I could see that, but it's also like, well... You need to probably learn how to parent your kid. You know, I'm not going to get into it too much with that, but, like, if your 13-year-old son won't stop playing Fortnite for 14, 15 hours, failing school, not sleeping, that's not the game's fault. Get off your fucking phone, turn off the internet, and have your kid do his fucking homework.
Next pack of the
it's
day.
Not that hard to parent your kid these days.
When Joey would be on for hours on World of Warcraft, they just had to answer the phone and it fucked up the internet.
Yeah, no, you wanted me to get off, call my uncle. Just call someone, and I'd be like, what the fuck? Now I gotta do my homework, this is bullshit. And best believe, I got my homework done so quick. Because the rules were, you get A's or B's, finish your homework, eat your dinner, do whatever you had to do. You could play all the games you want.
Yeah.
So what did I do? As soon as I came home, homework was done within an hour.
Yeah.
Ate food. Oh, took a shower. Did everything I needed to do. Do all my chores. Mowed the grass. Take out the garbage. I did that shit immediately.
I know, it's so funny
and
to me.
Jump
like,
on and play World of Warcraft.
I noticed as it like progressed through my brothers, it's like when I would come home, I always had to make sure, oh, you got any schoolwork? Oh, you got to get your agenda book signed. You got to do this. All right, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. And then, like, I mean, a lot of times I was outside anyway, but, like, if I wanted to play games, like, I could just play games. But my brothers, it's like, as it goes through, it's like, I don't even see them do homework. I don't even know if they have it. I don't even know what schools do anymore.
Dude, I don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't even think they give a shit.
They honestly don't. They're like, this is useless.
But, yeah, no, I it being a disease, that's a ton of bullshit. It's honestly, parents are fucking children.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing, too. Everyone just looks for an excuse, to, like, to point the finger at something. Oh, dude, Tommy sucks dick in school, or, like, is a fucking piece of shit.
It's that damn Xbox.
It's the damn Xbox. And I'm like, I don't know if it is.
It's like all these kids are violent because of GTA. Oh, yeah, so kids weren't violent, like, 300 years ago?
I mean, this is really fucked up, but, like, was there a bunch of video games when Columbine happened?
That's what I'm saying. Was any of those games out?
No.
Like, I don't know. I mean, people are just, like you said, people are just trying to point fingers.
There's always something, and a lot of the times, video games and movies and stuff, they always take the brunt of it.
Yep.
And it's like, really? And, like, as a gaming community, like, we've talked about this before, but as a gaming community, we're just kind of like, oh, okay, well, fuck you. Whatever. Like, I loved it. I think I saw a bunch of people after they made that announcement yesterday. Everybody like this tweet if you have a gaming disorder. Like this tweet. And it's like, everybody's just, like, spamming it. It's so funny. But, yeah, to me, it's just like, okay. I guess I have a disorder.
Like I said,
can I get medical weed with that?
So, the way I look at it is if you play GTA and you're like, wow, I'm going to go steal a car, get a hooker, and rob a bank. Okay, that's not the game's fault. That's your parents
something in your room.
Not telling you or telling you that, like, oh no, hey, that's not right. You probably shouldn't do that. That's against the law. That's not the game's fault. That's just either you being a fucking goddamn moron or that your parents being fucking inbreds. So either way, something's fucked up with you. I had to do a real little bit of a real talk here, but like...
Joey's very passionate.
Like, if you have a kid, fucking parent your kid. It's so goddamn easy. Parenting is so much easier these days. If your kid's crying, you put a fucking tablet in front of him now. Like, there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. And that's why kids are becoming idiots. And that's why the place is going to shit, but...
And that's why we do Fortnite dances, Doug.
Yep. But that's a whole... I could do a whole nother podcast on parenting with video games and shit.
Well, yeah, I just... Like I said, I think it just takes the... It always takes the brunt of it, and it's like, alright, man. I don't think that's the direct problem. I think that... Because I look at it, I'm 27 years old.
You are.
Yeah, my brother, everybody. Yeah, you're, like, almost there, too, prick.
Shut up,
like,
I like 6 months.
I mean, we've got friends in their 30s and friends around our age. They've all played video games their whole life, and they're okay.
I mean, I don't know if one person that I grew up with that is either a gangbanger or a car thief or a bank robber.
Because of the games.
Yeah, because we all played the same exact games growing up, and not one of them had turned out, like,
that
a bad person. They turned out weird, of course, but nothing was, like... Wow, he fucked a hooker and killed three people and robbed the bank?
He did GTA.
Damn, GTA 3 fucked him up. No, that didn't happen.
Well,
that's not a
thing. I just think, it like I said, it takes the blame, but it's like, meh, that's not really where the blame should go.
Because in all reality, with how much I play Twist the Metal, my car should have machine guns and missiles and, like, spike bombs. Mm-hmm. No, they
maybe
don't.
Maybe people are just fucked up and has nothing to do with the video games.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. But, okay, enough of that. To wrap it up here with, some can't fucking wait type news, which is next week?
Well, let's start with tomorrow, because I didn't put that in there, because it just got announced.
Okay.
So, Pokemon has a couple press conferences coming up. I find it weird that they're doing this now and not waiting for the Nintendo Direct. But, okay. Whatever. Tomorrow, May 28th. 6 p.m. PDT. I don't know what that time is. I want to say that's like.
Is that Pacific?
No.
No, that's somewhere over there. That's
Yeah, it's something over there. I'm not really sure, but it's usually like 11 in the morning here. I think 9 times out of 10. But they're doing a Pokemon press conference tomorrow. Just a Pokemon press conference. I don't know what that is. The picture just shows Pokeballs. I don't know. But they got a press conference tomorrow. Go over Pokemon news. It says. You got any plans tomorrow? You do now, trainers. We've got some exciting updates to share. And you know what that means? Pokemon press conference. That's tomorrow.
Yeah, so it doesn't specify if it's Pokemon Go, Is it Pokemon on the Switch? Is it Pokemon on your phone?
Well, then they get a little bit. They get a little bit in the detail for June 5th, which is what Joey's excited about. We are getting a Pokemon Direct June 5th.
Now, is that a Nintendo Direct that has Pokemon, or is it a Pokemon Direct?
Just the Pokemon Direct.
Okay.
And it's Sword and Shield. That's what they said. They said, "Hold your horses, trainers. We know you're excited on details for Swords or Shield. We've been hard at work researching this new region, wondering when you can learn? June 5th at the Pokemon Direct."
So we're definitely getting a release date and probably a little bit of game.
I assume tomorrow is not about Sword and Shield because the following week is about Sword and Shield. So tomorrow's probably something maybe with Pokemon Go?
Maybe.
Maybe another Let's Go?
Are they going to do that?
Johto, dude? I don't know.
Dude, I don't know.
But yeah, Pokemon!
Can't wait.
I know, I'm super excited, super, super hyped.
But I believe that that wraps up what we got to go over.
It did, it wrapped it up, and like I said, we're going to be doing a podcast probably within the week on E3 preview. Got a list of all the people that are supposed to be there as of right now, what we hope to see from it, what we believe we'll see from it. Spoiler, heard a little bit of Fable 4 news trickling out there. Ooh-wee. Here we go. But yeah, E3 right around the corner, super excited about that. Like I said, Joe, you said you're going to try to see Pokemon Detective Pikachu this weekend, maybe. I'm going to try to see John Wick 3 or Godzilla. Haven't decided yet. Of course, that sounds really cool, so we're going to see how that goes.
Right.
But yeah, thanks for listening, guys. You can always listen to our podcast on Spotify, Google Play Music, Apple Podcast app, or Stitcher, and many others because of Anchor. You can find us on Twitter at BigJBBShow and Facebook.com/BigJBBShow.
Thank you for that, Ryan. Do you have a quote? One off the top of your head? You got something? Anything? Anything that happened while I was gone?
No.
Oh. I got one. That I was in Vegas this past week. I don't want to say that I'm better than other people, but I drove a McLaren for a day, and yeah.
Race car props.
Got a big dick now, so. I'll just pretty much quote what like 80% of people said while I was driving the car. Damn, bro, that's a fucking sick car. Nice. Random people in Vegas. You stay breezy, Chicago.